Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven, eight.
Hello,
nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
The 15-minute morning show podcast. Here we go. It's a unique day because we are all over the world. Of course, here at Master Control in New York City, we're with Scotty B in the other room.
Hello.
And there's Gandhi, and there's Scary, and there's Garrett. And of course, Straight Nate's over here. And then in Los Angeles, it's Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hello, hi.
I mean, it's early there. What time is it? 7?
6:30.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's 10:30 here in New York and 6:30 there. Yeah. We've all done that LA time change show thing before. It sucks.
It sucks, but you know what? I kept myself on New York time and I went to bed at New York hours and level. So far I'm okay.
Yeah, when I'm in LA, I have to wake up around midnight. Or maybe 12:30 at the latest.
Yeah.
Is that what time you woke up this morning?
I got up at 1 o'clock this morning.
Oh, you slept in.
The one time we did it, we were staying at the Mandarin? I'm trying to remember the name of the hotel.
Mondrian.
The Mondrian.
And there was a line of people that were entering the club that was in the hotel. And you're leaving to go to work, and there's all these people getting dropped off and drunk.
You saw that, Danielle?
On my way in this morning, there were tons of people at the clubs, and then there was this taco place that was open, and it was packed. I couldn't believe how many people were eating tacos.
It was an after-hours taco place, and you're going to work. Yeah, the hotel I used to stay in, there were a lot of wealthy businessmen at the bar as I was going to work in the morning, and a lot of women who were not their wives.
Oh.
Who were in there to make a buck, I think.
Apparently, the hotel I'm staying in is where they filmed Pretty Woman, or at least part of the movie.
Oh, the Beverly Wilshire?
Series.
Yeah, that's it.
That's so cool.
That's it. I've since moved to a hotel where the hookers aren't hanging.
Or maybe they're all occupied at the time you go down there. Maybe they're all cleaned. Mm.
Didn't you live in L.A. for a while, Gandhi?
No.
God, what do I think you lived in L.A.? You've lived in Miami.
Yep.
And
Columbus.
Columbus.
Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And here.
I guess L.A.'s next for you.
Yes.
Damn.
Moving up.
I wish I was
as cultured. That'd be down, actually, wouldn't it?
You wish you were what?
I wish I was as cultured as Gandhi.
Not really cultured.
Well, it was Columbus.
I mean, come on. Boston.
I never left the area. I'm probably the only... Maybe Garrett?
Yep.
You two are the only two. Yeah. And Scotty B?
I'm from it.
Yeah, Scotty B's from it, too.
He lived in Iowa.
I've lived in Brooklyn and New Jersey.
But Diamond's been here her whole life. Sam has. Danielle was here.
And nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
But I do think, personally, everybody needs one big move in their life. Even if you come back after
a
year.
Yeah, I agree.
Garrett and Scary and Diamond, you're fired.
Now's the time.
See you later. Where are the papers?
Wait a minute.
about me? Am I fired from
No, we
people?
Need you. I mean, we need them.
Deanna, what?
Deanna, have you lived anywhere but here?
No.
Wow.
Do you have the urge?
I went to Jersey, went to Rutgers, and then now I'm here.
Do you have an urge to move away for a while?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I did.
You know, Allie... I know Allie wants to move to L.A. at some point. Like, she keeps thinking about that. I think LA. It's L.A.
What's wrong with L.A.?
Ugh. I wouldn't...
I used to hate L.A. and I learned to love it.
It's great to visit. It's fantastic to visit. I don't think I'd want to live there.
Would you say, like, it's a year move, though? Like, move there for a year and then move back?
It's a big move.
It's a big move.
You know what? Moving to L.A., especially in this business, is the same as moving to New York in this business. You're right. There to climb a ladder. You're there to move ahead in some form.
I do agree with what you've said, Elvis. Everybody needs to live in New York City for 1 year out of their life.
Yeah, I'm starting to
rethink. It's such a great place.
Starting to rethink that.
Oh, well. live
yeah,
1 year.
You've already done it, Elvis.
Get the hell out.
You've been
there.
Yeah,
I've lived here more than half my life.
Yeah.
And I'm old. No. I think everyone should live in New York. Are you glad you moved here, Gandhi?
Yeah. Very much so. And now I can't. So I always have a really hard time picturing like a forever home. I could never do it. And I think this could be it, but I'm not sure. It feels good here. I like it.
You'll vacillate on that. One day you'll love it and want to be here forever. The next day you'll be looking for the exit door.
Well, I think the key to loving New York is to be able to leave it all the time and come back to it. And we're very fortunate that we travel a lot and I have family all over the place. So I do leave it all the time. So I don't get to that point where I'm like, the city is crushing me. But I can totally understand where that comes from.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't mind having a little place here, you know.
You do.
A one bedroom?
You do have a little place.
No, I have a big place here. Yeah. I want like a little place I can visit.
A studio with a Murphy bed?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I eventually want to have a cottage in the outskirts of the UK, but like on the countryside where I can go half the year there, half the year here. I think it would be so nice.
Wow. I was awesome. Dreaming big. I just...
Scary may try Yonkers next.
Yeah. Right.
Venture out, baby.
I'm like, you know what? If I could have a second property somewhere, I would want to go to like the east coast of Florida, like Delray Beach or something, somewhere in that area between Palm and Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, there's a difference between where Danielle is talking about in Delray Beach. You can still get great little cottages in the countryside of Great Britain, the UK, that area.
Yeah.
A little bitty one, like not even a one bedroom, a studio apartment in Delray Beach is expensive.
Yeah.
It's very expensive.
But I'm just saying, you guys have bigger dreams than me. I feel like I need to like think out of the box. I want to.
No, for you, that is big though.
Do what you
want to do. No, but there's more to life.
I also think everyone from the big city should live in the Midwest for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's, me too. It's such a different life, and it's so cool to experience that when this is all you know.
It's true. Everyone there is always so kind.
Yeah.
It's
Let's
laid
move
back.
To Des Moines for a year. I love everybody there.
Yeah,
everybody
Des Moines
in
fun.
Iowa is so awesome.
Hey, so we have a big show coming up Thursday morning on the Intrepid. Mm-hmm. The Intrepid, of course, was a World War II, what would you call it?
Aircraft carrier.
Now, it still has aircraft on the deck, but a lot of these planes are like, the space shuttle is there and a Concorde jet. I mean, it's an incredible museum. And Jelly Roll is performing, well, privately for those who are on deck, but not for the radio, right?
Correct.
Why is that?
I think it's like a lot of artists that are so busy, right? He's got a show the night before in Rochester. They're getting him down in New York City. Then that same night, Thursday night, he's got to be in Pittsburgh. And then on that Friday, he's got to be back for us at the Jersey Shore to perform.
At Jenkinson.
He's literally bouncing.
We're trying to save his voice.
Trying to save his voice.
I get that.
So he's like, you know what? I want to perform. I'm not going to go there and not perform, but not sure if it's going to be good for radio. So, you know, it's up to him if his sound check goes well. If he's comfortable with it, he can go and perform for us on the show, but they want to have the option.
You know, Froggy's not with us today, but he will be on board with us with Jelly Roll Thursday at the Intrepid. He was actually asked by Jelly Roll's management if he could fly up and join us.
Yeah.
Dude, he is so big in country radio.
Oh, yeah. Froggy's like becoming a huge, huge country radio czar.
I love it.
I have to tell you, I listen to that station that he does all the time.
It's a really such an industry term, a well-programmed station.
He's doing such a good job. He even changed their logo to a brand new, really cool, now logo. It looks so awesome.
We all voted on that logo. Did you guys vote on it?
I didn't vote on it.
Oh, okay, I did.
No, I didn't get a vote.
But it is an awesome logo.
Well, he called me and said, what's your vote?
Oh.
Whatever. Anyway, so Froggy, very proud of him. And yeah, Thursday is going to be a very special show. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be, we're going to have a few moments of reverence for the men and women who serve our country and people in the military who lost their lives serving for our country, because we're leading into Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. You know?
There's a couple of great stories. So Andrew and I were on a call yesterday, and it was trying to manage all of these different agendas because it is Fleet Week with the U.S. Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. We're on the Intrepid, which is technically a museum. We're working with NCL, who are great partners of ours. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jelly Roll is going to be performing for us. So there's all these different angles, and it was difficult yet satisfying to manage all these different agendas. And in talking with the U.S. Navy, they have so many great stories that they bottle up and they bring to the table. There's one lieutenant that was born in Cameroon, but he wanted to be here in the U.S., so he enlisted in the Navy and has made a career out of it, and he is now an American citizen. He's now a U.S. citizen because he wanted to move here, and one of the ways that you can become a U.S. citizen is enlisting in the military.
Serving our country.
And he's like, it's a great place. I love it, and I'm so glad to be here.
Well, are the ships coming in while you're broadcasting?
They come in the day before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the parade of ships is Wednesday.
Correct.
Yeah. Right, and it's such a great day. And then they have the New York City fireboats out there shooting red, white, and blue water streams. And it's really just a cool thing.
We have a good view.
You've seen that before,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a cool view of that. That's awesome. Oh, my God.
And, of course, Scary will be celebrating being a New Yorker by being in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yes, I will be. But I'll be looking at New York, so.
That's all that
matters. New York on my mind.
So anyone else have something on their mind? I mean, Danielle, anything you want to finish up with in Los Angeles?
No, I'm just really excited, and I want to thank the Alliance for Women in Media because it's really cool that they recognize, you know, women in media. That
speech.
Hasn't always been the case.
Yeah, you know, can you do it?
Yeah, give us a speech.
I'm not going to give you my speech now.
I don't blame you.
Do it tonight.
Hey, so what are you guys doing today? You're going to be a tourist today?
I don't know. I'm definitely needing a little nap, but I have hair and makeup later and shower and then red carpet, so there's a lot.
I see you have makeup and hair right now. I don't see what's going on.
Are you going to go and visit the star?
I'm not going to go visit. I don't think I'm going to have time to visit the star.
You're not going
to
go see my star?
I don't think I can.
All right, let's get out of here.
Somebody's got to clean it.
Come on. Danielle, we love you, and
love
congratulations
you.
On your award tonight.
Love you. I can't wait to see pictures.
I'll see you on the Intrepid Thursday.
Yes, you will. I think we're wrapping up. Have a beautiful day, and thanks for listening or watching or both.
Bye.
And we'll be on The Big Show tomorrow morning with a lot of fun and frivolity.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.